Dr. Pinsky dictating a female IME on September 22nd regarding Leticia, L-E-T-I-C-I-A, Bonilla, B-O-N-I-L-L-A. Leticia Bonilla is a 37-year-old woman who reports she was injured at work on 10-4-20. Appears at that time she was in the middle of two patients that were fighting and her head got hit against the wall and her ankle was hurt. Period. As a result, she believes she injured her left ankle and head and went to WorkNet afterwards. Period. With this and subsequent evaluation, she understands her final diagnosis to be that of a slight concussion and a torn deltoid ligament in her left ankle. Period. She was treated with physical therapy but did not undergo any surgery. Period. She is no longer receiving any active treatment. Period. New paragraph. As per her claim petition, Ms. Bonilla was hit by a patient and injured her left foot and head. Her treatment records show she was seen at WorkNet on 10-5-20, complaining of injuries to her head, left foot, and left lower back. These began when she attempted to break up a fight between patients. Come fell and hit her head on a door and the floor. Period. She had not sought any treatment in the interim. Period. History was remarkable for a gastric sleeve procedure in 2015. Period. She smoked one pack of cigarettes per day. Period. Upon exam, she had a palpable lump on the occipital area, but was neurologically intact. Period. Left ankle exam revealed minimal swelling, but no ecchymosis about the medial ankle. Period. She ambulated with a slight antalgic gait and was able to weight bear. Period. She had negative sitting root and supine straight leg raise maneuvers. Period. She was diagnosed with a head contusion, comma, mild concussion, comma, left ankle sprain, comma, and lumbar contusion. Period. She was initiated on cryotherapy and was prescribed naproxen. Period. She followed up on 10-9-20. Period. It was ascertained she had two prior work-related injuries in the past 6 months. She was under treatment for this third injury that occurred about 5 days ago. Period. She was complaining of headache and left ankle pain. Period. The lumbar pain had resolved. Period. She had a CAT scan of the head, which was negative. Period. She complained of a pressure-like pain in her left occipital region associated with a hematoma. Period. She also had left medial ankle pain increased when full weight-bearing. Period. She underwent x-rays of the ankle and was placed in a splint. Period. The x-rays revealed no obvious fracture. Period. On 10-13-20, she reported her back pain, buttock pain, and head pain had resolved. Period. She had persistent left ankle medial pain. Period. She had x-rays of the left ankle on 10-9-20 to be inserted here. Period. She had a CAT scan of the head on 10-7-20 to be inserted. Period. She followed up at WorkNet, but her foot remained symptomatic. Period. New paragraph. Left ankle MRI was done on 10-29-20. Period. WorkNet reviewed these results with her on 11-2-20. And performed an exam that showed pes planus. Period. There was minimal swelling and no ecchymosis about the medial ankle. Period. She again ambulated with a slight antalgic gait. Period. This appears to just be a repeat of her initial clinical exam. Period. She was now referred for orthopedic specialist consultation. Period. New paragraph. This took place with Dr. Lipschultz beginning 11-5-20. Period. He wrote that clinically she has a left ankle sprain. Period. He placed her in a tri-lock ankle brace and referred her for therapy and restricted duty. Period. He followed her progress through 4-5-21. Having undergone a cortisone injection on 3-15-21, period, she had significantly increased discomfort from the area after the injection but was now asymptomatic. Period. She denied any current pain from the left ankle. Period. There was full range of motion and ambulated with a non-antalgic gait. Period. He discharged her from care. to return on an as-needed basis. Period. Physical exam. Head, eyes, ears, normal. Neurologic, normal. Extremities, lower, normal. Feet and ankles, normal. Cervical, normal. Thoracic, normal. Lumbosacral. She was able to walk on her toes, but had some intalgia on the left. She was able to walk on her heels without difficulty. Paired the rest of that as normal. Gait maneuvers. She was able to perform 3 heel lifts consecutively on the left and 5 or more on the right. Paired this, of course, could be volitionally limited. Period. Impressions on 10-4-20. Letitia Bonilla was trying to break up a fight between patients. Paired she fell and hit her head against the wall and the floor. Paired she was seen at work net the next day where she had a bump on her occipital area. Paired she was initiated on conservative care. Paired she had a CAT scan of the head on 10-7-20 that was negative. Paired she had x-rays of the left ankle on 10-9-20 that were negative for acute osseous abnormalities. Paired she did participate in that. She eventually saw Dr. Lipschultz and had an MRI of the left ankle on 10-29-20 to be inserted here. Paired clinically, he thought she had an ankle sprain. Paired over the course of his treatment, her symptoms in the ankle, head, and back had resolved. Paired on 4-5-21, he released her from care. Paired in paragraph, the current examination was virtually benign. Here the only minor anomaly was an intalgic gait on the left when walking on her toes. Here she nevertheless could do 3 heel lifts consecutively on the left side. Period. In paragraph there is 0% permanent partial or total disability referable to the left foot or head. Period. The soft tissue injuries she sustained on 10-4-20 have resolved from an objective orthopedic standpoint. Period. End.